All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my COVID election and stimulus update for Monday, November 2nd. Yes, I'm throwing in COVID and the election in there as well, because frankly, those are bigger headline items than stimulus right now. The election is tomorrow. COVID cases are surging over the nation right now. So stimulus has kind of taken a back seat in the news recently. I feel like I have to point this out because, as I'm sure many of you are well aware, there are still this clickbait out there that's saying, you know, they voted, approved, $3,400 plus $600 a week from 10 hours ago. Folks, I haven't watched this video. Maybe the content in the video is good, I don't know. But I think this is a little misleading because Congress is not in session right now, right? And to make this, you know, video they voted, approved, and now you get the point, right? But reality is there's not a whole lot of stimulus news to talk about right now. We'll talk about a little bit in this video. So you see some of these creators having to get a little bit desperate, right, with their titles and thumbnails. But before we get into the updates, let's go over some of the things that happened on the channel over the weekend, over this Halloween weekend. First thing, I did this poll on Halloween. Who's scarier, Nancy Pelosi or Mitch McConnell? Looks like 31% of you said Nancy Pelosi is scarier than Mitch. 22% said Mitch McConnell is scarier than Nancy Pelosi. 48% said they are equally terrifying. I'm not going to comment on that because I've seen some comments. There are some folks in the comments who think I'm getting a little too partisan or a little too political here. So I'm going to refrain from cracking any jokes about that. You know, like I said, over the weekend, hope you all had a happy Halloween. In our family vlog, I asked people if they could guess who we are, and someone actually guessed it correctly. Olivia. No last name, but Olivia correctly guessed that my family and I dressed up as Alexander Hamilton, Eliza Hamilton, and King George. This is Olivia's channel if you want to check her out. You don't have very much on there, Olivia, but great guess. So the you know, the thinking here was I wanted to be like Steve Mnuchin and my wife would be Nancy Pelosi for Halloween, but that idea got shot down. And so the next best thing I could have was instead of being the 77th Treasury Secretary, what is Mnuchin? Yeah, the 77th Secretary of the Treasury, I could dress up as the first Secretary of the Treasury. And, you know, because Hamilton's a popular musical and it got released on Disney Plus this year. My wife, Caroline, was Hamilton's wife, Eliza Hamilton, and our son was King George III. So that's that. All right, let's get into the updates. What I want to do in terms of updates now is kind of lay it all out in the spreadsheet. You know, as an accountant, I love spreadsheets. Spreadsheets are my jam. So, yeah, I'm going to have like a column for COVID, a column for election, a column for stimulus, just to kind of lay it all out there for you visually. Another reason I'm doing this is because I've seen some people in the comments saying that I talk too fast. So I do try to talk slower. I really do, although it can be difficult at times. So hopefully by having just kind of these written notes on here for you, you can follow along easily, even if you think I talk too fast. So, new COVID cases in the U.S. yesterday, 74,236, 427 new deaths. Europe passed 10 million cumulative COVID-19 cases yesterday. According to the New York Times, the case count in Europe has doubled in just 32 days. In July, Europe averaged 15,000 new infections daily. In the past week, 253,000 folks. Death rate has gone from 300 a day over the summer to 2,500 a day in Europe right now. That's scary. And as I'm sure you've heard, many European nations and localities are now imposing lockdowns. Yes, a second round of lockdowns. Now, some people are saying that these lockdowns might actually help Donald Trump because people might look at Europe and say, well, case counts are rising in Europe. They might look here and say, well, cases are rising here as well. They look back at Europe and they say, ah, Europe is locking down. They look here and they say, I don't want the U.S. to lock down again. That means that, you know, I may lose my job again, right? Be laid off. That means my business may struggle, right? That means, you know, I'm not going to go out and have fun and all these things. I don't want more lockdowns here. So some people may think, okay, I'm going to vote for Trump. right? because they think that with Trump, there's less of an odd, less odds for a lockdown, okay? And I don't think that that logic is is that bad, actually, if that's your mindset, right? Because just this morning, in the wee hours of the morning in Miami at a campaign rally, the crowd was cheering, "Fire Fauci, fire Fauci." And Trump said, "Let me wait until a little bit after the election. I appreciate the advice." As you know, Trump has said that the U.S., or he's claimed that the U.S. has turned the corner on COVID-19. Fauci said that that is not true, and that the U.S. could not possibly be positioned more poorly as we head into the colder months. White House spokesperson, of course, said that Fauci's comments are unacceptable. Biden, for his part, says that if he wins the presidency, he will keep Fauci in his role. One thing I read in the Wall Street Journal this morning, they said that researchers are investigating whether vitamin D can reduce the risk of catching COVID-19. I'm not sure, but I do know that vitamin D is the sunshine vitamin, right? All right, moved on to the election, folks. Tomorrow is the election. Yes, we are one day away from the presidential election. Please get out there and vote. Please, please. It is very important to our democracy. Trump campaign in 5 states yesterday. Both candidates really hitting hard here as we're going into the election day. Pennsylvania is looking like it's shaping up to be a battleground state. Trump said, as soon as the Pennsylvania election is over, we're going in with our lawyers, right, to challenge the results if Biden wins. Trump said he wants all votes counted on election day. He says he doesn't think it's fair that we have to wait a long period of time. As anyone who's been alive in a presidential election knows, no state ever reports final results on election day, right? There are just some ballots, just by the nature of how they were submitted, mailed, whatever, overseas. Things just don't get counted on election day, okay? Trump said he doesn't want to concede on election night, but wants to declare victory if it looks like he's in the lead early on. Biden said the president is not going to steal this election. I'm sure you've heard Trump supporters in Texas surrounded a Biden campaign bus on Friday. Biden claims that these reporters tried to run his campaign bus off the road. Note that I say Biden campaign bus, but Biden was not inside. Trump tweeted yesterday, "In my opinion, these patriots did nothing wrong. Instead, the FBI and Justice Department should be investigating," get this, "Antifa." Yesterday, Trump supporters blocked roads in New York and New Jersey. Now, in Texas right now, Republicans are trying to throw out 127,000 votes cast at drive-through voting sites. They claim these sites were illegal, right? And they're challenging this because they believe that these sites are set up in heavily Democratic voter areas. So they want to challenge these votes because they say the voting sites are illegal. The Texas Supreme Court denied these Republicans. So now the decision will go to a federal court. So that's what's going on with the election. All right, now let's talk stimulus. If there are more lockdowns and things like this across the country, I think that could accelerate the pace at which stimulus is passed. It would change the paradigm, right, from what we have right now, where many lawmakers, especially Republicans, don't think the country desperately needs it as much as they thought the country desperately needed it in March. So, right, I mean, you know, I've been pretty not too hopeful about stimulus before the end of the year. But there's a surge in cases, lockdown, that could change the paradigm entirely. Okay. That said, there's an ex-Trump White House economist, Casey Melligan, who claimed this weekend that he doesn't think that Trump's got much interest in stimulus because he doesn't like to give anything for free. I don't really believe this guy. I was reading up on this economist, Kayleigh Mulligan. He doesn't believe in employee sick days. I mean, how can you believe in a guy like that? Also, speaking of ex-Trump appointees, Scott Gottlieb, former Food and Drug Administration commissioner under Trump, claimed that Thanksgiving will be an inflection point for COVID in the U.S., and he flat out said they have to get a stimulus passed, right? And he actually brought up the whole state and local issue, right? He said they've got to get funding out to states to try to deal with this. That sounds like something Pelosi would say, right? And this is an ex-Trump appointee saying this. Now, I read something, I think it was in Forbes, stimulus check scams are still rampant, right? People are getting fake texts. You have a pending direct deposit of $1,200 from COVID-19 Trash Fund, okay? Don't believe it, right? The government's not going to be texting you about your stimulus check, okay? I've also seen lots of misinformation in Facebook groups saying that a second stimulus has been approved. This is just not true, okay? There are some regional stimulus measures. For example, I'm sure those of you in Colorado know about the recent measure to Colorado has put in place for those who are unemployed or who became unemployed at a certain period of time in this year. But obviously nothing has passed at the federal level in terms of second stimulus as of right now. Of course, we hope that changes. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus update for today. Thank you so much for watching. Please vote tomorrow. Have a happy and safe November, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.